AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Podcast. We're going to be looking ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. Haydock and Ascot, the two cards that we'll be focusing on. AP travels up to Haydock, but similarly good cards at both venues, and we were looking at selected races from both. My name's Alex Dunn, and I'm joined by AP on the line. Good morning, AP.
Good morning, Alex.
Everything all right?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Looking forward to today's racing.
Yes, good. We've got some good action to look forward to. As I said, you travel up to Haydock. We'll just start by mentioning a horse that, well, we're not going to look at the race as such, but you ride Champagne Rian in the opener. What do you make of his chances?
Yeah, got a chance. Was third last time at Chepstow behind Sausalito Sunrise. And that's not bad form. There's a couple, obviously, that are the top horse, Staffy River of the Cinderosas is probably the main danger. Our Western Joe or Philip Hobbs is are probably the main dangers, but hopefully Champagne Rian has got a good chance.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on to the first of the races that we're going to focus on. It is the 1:30. It is a Grade 2 Novices Chase, 2 miles, 5 furlongs the trip. You ride Takan de Soy here, obviously a horse that we know a lot about, has ran already quite a lot this season, and this looks a good opportunity.
Yeah, he was a bit unlucky last time at Cheltenham. He stumbled a little bit after last and lost a bit of momentum. Obviously got beat by Oscar Whiskey, who's a top-notch horse, so it's no letdown in the form, really, but just was a little bit unlucky. Hopefully, if he jumps pretty well, he will take a lot of beating. The main danger is obviously O'Fallon's built boy. I rode him last time at Ascot. He was second to Easter Day at Ascot on his only chase run. He was a good novice hurdler. But Tarquin, they say, hopefully, if he jumps, hopefully he'll take a lot of beat.
Okay, then. Next up is the 2:05, a Grade 2 Novices Hurdle. 2 miles the trip here. What do you fancy in this one?
Well, we're a little bit on the unknown. With some of them, obviously, the pipe. I presume it's pronounced Untimber 2, is it?
We'll go with that, AP. We'll go with that.
Yeah. Obviously, he was a very good horse in France. His last run, he was third to Petit Zig in a Grade 1 there in Otoy. Before that, he'd beaten, I think, Del Arca, the horse that won the Greatwood. So, got some real good form. Of the other ones, Zandy Man of Venetia Williams was impressive. When he beat Oscar Hoof on his last start at Haydock. Stand to reason, I won on him last time at Newbury. He was a little bit unlucky, but he raced a bit keen. A little bit lucky, but he raced a bit keenly. And he's not a bad horse. I think you'd probably go with the pipe horse just because because he's got the potential to be very good. I know he costs a lot of money, but it doesn't make him run fast. But on temper too for me.
Okay then, next up is the 2:40. It is a Champion Hurdle Trial Grade 2 contest over 2 miles. You ride Act of Kalanisi here, AP. Main dangers to that appear to be Petit Zig and Melodic Rendezvous. Perhaps not the strongest race, but nevertheless pretty competitive.
Yeah, pretty competitive. I'd be disappointed if I thought one of them was going to be a danger to some of my Champion Hurdles aspirations, that's for sure. But Petit Zig was a good second last time at Ascot, in a competitive handicap hurdle, so he's got very good solid form. Melodic Rendezvous won well when he won at Wincanton at the beginning of the season, but was disappointing behind my 10 to yours last time at at Newcastle. The rest of them, I think, are really racing for places. My rider, the Calanisi, won a handicap at Leicester last time. Got to step it up a lot. So we need a bit of luck, I think. I'm going to go for Melodic Rendezvous to beat Petite Zeke. Just purely on the basis that he's probably achieved more to date, and I'm going to go for him.
Okay, then. The final race that we'll look at on the Haydock card is the 3:15. It's the Peter Marsh Chase, a Grade 2 limited handicap. 3 miles and 1 furlong the trip. Might take a bit of getting today, AP. What do you fancy here?
Yeah, they take a bit of getting. Obviously, a couple of them ran the Welsh National. King didn't run too bad. Finished 5th. Vintage Star was just behind him in 6th. And Kachenko, obviously, of Venetia Williams, was a long way behind Una Artiste in his second run this season. Having fallen in his first one. Sydney Pageant, he's another one, actually. That ran a little bit disappointingly last. It's a very hard race to call. I mean, the ground, and that would obviously suit Kotenko, and he's probably had the longest break from his last as any of the others. So for that reason, I'm probably going to go with Kotenko. I think just he's had it could be a fresher horse, and I think it'll play to his strengths today, so Kotenko for me.
We'll move to Ascot now then. The first race that we'll look at on their card is the 1:50. It's a mare's hurdle, a Grade 2 contest over 3 miles. Some pretty nice types go to post here, AP.
Yeah, and they've been in good form. Carol Spurs has won her last three. It was impressive last time at Haydock, beaten As I Am. That's pretty solid form. Highland Treat also won a mare's distance race last time at Kempton, beaten Weather Babe, and one that's probably been improving the most maybe is Mickey. Won very well at Kempton as well last time, definitely an improver, and you couldn't rule out even the likes of the board of Mickey Henderson's. She was a bit disappointed by Mickey last time at Kempton, but I don't think you could rule her out. And even Tweedledrum, obviously it was set a huge task last time with the long walk behind Rivda Sabola. I personally like Mickey. I think she's improving at the right time. She keeps winning. I think she's getting £5 from both Carol Spurt and Highland Retreat, so I'm going to go for Mickey.
Okay, then, Mickey there in the 1:50. Next up is the 2:25, a Grade 2 limited handicap hurdle. 2 miles and a half, nearly, is the trip here. Some nice enough types go here. The Sky Farmer looks very progressive, but the likes of Irish Saint, Manella for Fitness could all give the Hobbs horse something to do. What do you like here?
Yeah, the Sky Farmer is an improver, definitely. He keeps winning. He looks the sort of horse that idles a little bit when he gets to the front, and he's probably doing his handicap mark no harm, because he's just getting enough, he's just holding on enough. And he beat Livius last time at Cheltenham, and Livius has gone on and won at Kempton last week, so his form is pretty solid from that race in Cheltenham. Get Back in Line, John Joe's horse, was probably on the retreat a little bit when we on Field Rider at Newbury last time. That was actually behind this one, but why not? And Manila for Fitness again was another one that he was a good horse last season, but he's got plenty of weight, and one maybe an outsider that I'd like a little each way chance is Night of Pleasure, Gary Moores. He was a little bit disappointing last time, got beaten the wrong way, but I think he's a horse that is capable of progressing. He's only a 5-year-old, and we could see him progressing, but I think the Sky Farmer's the one that's all going to beat him.
Okay, then, the final race that we'll look at is the feature race, the Clarence House Chase. A Grade 1 contest over 2 miles and 1 furlong comes up at 3:35. Saida Grugy once again goes to post here. Obviously got the better of Sprinter Sacra last time, but in certainly circumstances that we didn't want to see. Do you think that this one takes the beating here, AP? And if it does, what are the main dangers?
Yeah, I think he will take the beating, Saida Grugy, no doubt, but Summersby's a horse that really likes Ascot, and he won this race last year. He got beat a very short distance by Mastermind, I think, the year before. I think there's a lot going for Somersby. I do think that he wasn't beaten that far last time behind Serge Grugy in Tingle Creek. I think Ascot, as you said, it seems to bring out the best in him. And I'm going to go for Somersby to turn over Serge Grugy. Hidden Cyclone was second last time at Leopardstown. Again, I think it's just okay for him. Dez Hotel, one of the other Irish Raiders, was beaten a long way by Twidlight. But I think Somersby, I think the track, and he's a former winner of this race, and having ran so well the previous year at Twine Mastermind, I'm going for Somersby.
Okay then, Somersby the pick there in the Clarence House. Great stuff, AP. Best luck at Haydock today, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.